A fleet of electric buses ordered by Dublin Bus cannot be deployed on routes because there aren't enough chargers installed to use them. Dublin Bus has run into difficulties over the installation of chargers at two of its depots in Dublin. The company told this programme that it is working with the planning authority to secure approval for its revised charging infrastructure. We're joined now by Tom O'Connor, Assistant General Secretary with the National Bus and Rail Workers Union. Tom O'Connor, good afternoon. Thanks for coming to our studio today. There currently is an order for 120 electric buses being processed. The first nine of those buses are now in depots in Dublin at the moment, but they're not being used on routes. Why not? What's the problem?
We came across this story during the week, the issue over the planning. There's 120 there at the moment. It's part of a tranche of 600 electric buses to replace the diesel buses over the next number of years. But apparently Dublin Bus had applied for planning permission for a single-storey substation in its Fisbert and Summerhill depots, and then sought an exemption order for the ancillary electrical equipment, which would have been surrounded by a steel cage. And that exemption order was refused in both cases. One would have thought that your last article there on the climate emergency, that we'd be taking this thing very seriously and doing everything within our power to get public transport infrastructure on the ground as fast as possible.
Dublin Bus told us that it's working closely with the planning authority to secure approval for a revised charging infrastructure. So presumably it has submitted a new plan for those depots. Do you have any idea how long that's going to take?
Months, you know, 3 months was the last time. There was a couple of revisions that planner put in recommendations about the render and the roof type, and about protecting the heritage and structure of a wall up in Fisbert. Not to be critical of the people or denigrate the people that protect our heritage, but we're in a climate emergency, and I think common sense needs to take place. We're not talking about the Brandenburg Gate or anything. We're talking about a granite wall. We're talking about putting in electric buses that replace diesel buses that are putting carbon into our atmosphere. So
what then needs to happen to resolve this?
I would have thought if the minister would have, the minister has the power to bring out a statutory instrument to exempt bus garages from planning regulations. And I wouldn't stop there. I mean, the Navan Rail Line or the Western Rail Corridor or any transport project should be exempt from the planning regime.
In the meantime, there are these nine buses that are in the depots. Are drivers being trained up on how to use them? They're different from the diesel buses, aren't they?
They are different in a number of ways. Firstly, there's no wing mirrors on them, so they have monitors inside the cab, and that's going to take a bit of getting used to, because that's a first for a Dublin Bus. Secondly, all the switches and the layout would be different, so you need to be familiar with that. But they have regenerative braking. Anyone that has an electric car will know there's a different style of driving. When you take your foot off the throttle, the regen brake kicks in to charge the battery. A natural instinct of anyone that's driving a bus, when you need to stop, you press the foot brake, because that won't...
Right. And so are those nine buses being used to train drivers then? Will, in other words, if this planning issue is resolved and they get the 120 buses on stream, will drivers be ready to go on them?
They will. Another issue as well that they're testing is the range of these vehicles, because at the moment a bus is filled at night time and it goes out the next morning and it doesn't go back to the garage till it's filled the following night. That's not the case for electric buses, because they won't have that range. So they have to test the range to see how many times they're going to have to swap these vehicles over.
All right. Tom O'Connor, Assistant General Secretary of the NBRU, thank you for coming in to talk to us today. We'll be talking about family law after this break.